Right, then talk about your move to Leicester.
Yes, well, I was appointed as a consultant in Leicester, and I had come up to visit the Leicester consultants some months before and realised that, and I hadn't known this before actually, that there was a very strong history in Leicester in caring for people with diabetes. When I came to Leicester before the interview, I met Dr. John Hernshaw, who had been appointed as an adult physician in diabetes in 1967. And he was obviously extremely influential in the care of both children and adults with diabetes. Now, this was a little unusual because paediatricians had, in the past few years, taken over the care of children with diabetes. John was actually extremely critical of paediatricians looking after children with diabetes because he felt, quite rightly, that they didn't see diabetes as a very serious disease and didn't look after children with diabetes particularly well. So John, like his predecessor, who we will come to later, Joan Walker, began to see children right from day one in Leicester. And so I heard and met John, and he, I think, welcomed a paediatrician to come and help with the children's services, although I was never quite convinced of that. And he also talked to me about Joan Walker. Now, before I left Exeter to come to Leicester, I met Joan Walker in her home. She was then retired for many years, of course, in Lyme Regis. And my wife and I and our three children went down and had a lovely afternoon with Joan. She was absolutely delighted to realise that a paediatrician would be going to Leicester to help with the diabetes service. She felt that it was a culmination of many of the things that she had begun, and it certainly made me even more enthusiastic in trying to set up a good children's service or build on the children's service in Leicester.
Can you tell me